Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And it's the Grilling Guys, and by golly, this is our June 1st edition. We are almost halfway through the year, and summer is upon us. It is grilling season, baby, and I am looking forward to firing up some of those pieces of equipment that I haven't used yet this summer, but we'll get to that in a minute. But we're going to focus a little bit on the deck this week, Bob, aren't we?
That's right, Jop. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking a little time out of your schedule to sit down with a couple of meatheads and think about smoke and fire. And, of course, a nice chunk of meat.
Right. And laying out your deck. Maybe we're going to, not on it, but laying one out like you might want to build one or update one.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But speaking of meat, I had the meat catastrophe this week. I had the chest freezer die on me. Wednesday night, I went out to pull something out of the freezer going to have for dinner. When I got home, everything's thawed out. There's water in the bottom of the freezer. And
didn't it smell good?
It you know, honestly, I was fortunate that way because I vacuum seal everything I put in the freezer. So I had a lot of moisture in the bottom. And things, and I had a little venison in there that was wrapped in paper that had a little blood coming out of it. But most of the stuff is vac sealed. But man, that is such a disheartening thing. I pull it all out. I took pictures of it, and you know, going to turn it into my insurance guy and probably get 5 cents on a dollar, whatever it was. But I mean, I literally had 10.5 inch porterhouse in there. Sobeys, you know, cut me a deal. He cuts me a whole loin and I come home. So you have them so you don't have to run to the store, you know, all of that stuff. A lot of smoked meats that it's just gone. You just don't know what's inside and I don't want to risk it. And you know, and hey, guess what? The shiny side of that issue is I get to make more and I can put it in there. But the raw product and the seafood and all the other stuff that was thawed out, it's like dumpster, here we go. But anyway, you know what? It happens. There's worse things in life than me losing a freezer full of meat. But
yeah, I went through that.
Yeah, I know you did.
So this week, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, I was in Mount Pleasant. I have my real job, of course, is working for Carrier, and I set people up, and I've got this dealer in Mount Pleasant called Custom Heating and Plumbing. Well, their service guy, a bunch of those guys raise cows. They raise beef. So Jimmy Willoughby says, hey, you know, he tells me how he fattens them too, and I can't say it on air because it's kind of a secret, and I'm dying to try it. But so he said, hey, I got three cows going in. You want one? Sure. So this week I went over to a place called Smith and Sons Meat Processing in Mount Pleasant, picked up my cow with my great big white cooler.
A half or a whole?
A quarter.
Quarter, okay.
Just enough, about 100 and some pounds. And picked up some of their homemade bacon. Neat little place in Mount Pleasant. If you want some good meat, it's called Smith & Sons, and it's a wonderful place.
But a processor, too.
It's a cattle gate in the back, retail door in the front. So
you aren't going to get it much fresher than that, are you?
That's right. So, but they had some awesome jerky, and I bought some of their homemade bacon. It was like $5.99 a pound. Wow. It is gorgeous. Yep. I had some for breakfast this morning. But that was kind of nice. Last weekend, I went to North Carolina with the brother-in-law's weekend, and that's 4 days of 10 guys hanging out at a cottage on the big, beautiful Lake Gaston, which borders Virginia and North Carolina. Well, my brother-in-law's retired. He sold his semi dealership, and he's got nothing to do but sit around and talk about his money. And I mean, count his money. And he's got a, you know, the big pontoon boat and the wave runners and all this stuff. So it's a great place to be. But the guy can be kind of cheap. So he, I complained about this last year. He bought a new grill because I told him he needed one. And he went and got the dinkiest Weber he could get. So there's 10 of us trying to eat off this little bitty Weber. It's dang near a tailgater.
Right.
Right. And, of course, you know, who gets to grill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So pull it off. It's like he could have put a giant Wolf or, you know, he could have put a Kalamazoo grill
right,
in.
Right, right, yeah.
It would match that Land Rover and Mercedes lineup in his driveway. Well, no, no, we're working on this little peewee thing. And at least he got some nice steaks this year. So we did some nice strip steaks. And the funny thing is I've got him sitting out on the counter, and he's kind of a micromanager, you know, because he's got nothing to do.
Right.
So he walks in and he sees the beef on the counter, and he doesn't say anything to me. He's talking to everybody else, like, hey, shouldn't those steaks be in the fridge, you know? And he must have said it about 8 times, and I finally heard it, and I said, Danny, we bring them up to room temperature before we put them on the grill. Oh, okay. They turned out great.
Yeah.
Mine was medium rare. My other brother-in-law, medium rare. And everybody else wanted a medium. Right. He wanted his kind of on the well-done side.
Well, that speaks to the dinky grill and not knowing to warm them up. Yeah.
And, right. So that was good. So the next day, we have chicken breasts, and he buys this. He must have went to a big box store, a bag of frozen, you know.
Right. Pucks.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I managed to thaw them in advance. I put some nice oil and some citrus and some stuff on them, and then I showed my brother-in-law, who always helps me grill. I help him. So I showed him how my little secret to taking care of a breast, where you cut the skinny part off, and so you end up with 2 pieces. And don't you know, brother-in-law Dan's complaining that I didn't grill enough chicken.
God. Did he buy enough chicken?
Why didn't you grill it all? I said, because we can't fit it all in the grill.
Yeah.
And we had chicken left over.
Sure.
But he's a big man, so he's always worried about not getting seconds. It was a lot of fun. But the chicken dilemma, it was just something else. Make sure you go to thegrillingguys.com, look on the right side, and check out our sponsors over there. Click to their links if you're looking for their current deals. I know there's people always need a ThermoPen. People need digital thermometers. That's the place to get them. It's ThermoPen. It's what Jop and I use. It's what any pro uses. You can get them starting at $29.
Right.
And they're phenomenal. They read
thermal pop.
Yeah.
Yep, that works good.
Yeah, they do. They read in 3 seconds.
Right.
And that's the key. If you're looking, you're not cooking, so you don't want that lid open.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that is the number one tool that if you could only have one tool in your barbecue arsenal, it would be a digital thermometer.
But you'll see the link to Standard Lumber and Kitchens.
Lots of them.
You'll see the links to all sorts of things. Of course, Old World Olive Company and Schmoe's, and I'm going to forget our other sponsors right
Garrett's
now.
Is out there.
Garrett's.
Yep. Alan Bob's.
Yep, Alan Bob's.
And Henry.
So Henry.
Yeah, they're all there, man.
They are, and it's just a great place. We love it when you use our website because it gets a ton of traffic, and it helps our SEO, right?
Well, yeah, if you're concerned about your SEO, you might want to call your CEO. Because I don't know. At the end of that, the Grilling Guys has some great recipes out there, too, on that website. And I use it as a reference. You have Charlie Jabor, your late father-in-law. There's a marinade on there that is to die for.
It's the most hit recipe we have.
Right. And you
well, we probably talk about it more.
Right. But at the end of the day, get on there and check that out, thegrillingguys.com. And if you want to marinate a piece of beef and have it just be fabulous when you get it grilled to medium rare, that's the recipe that you
And you can
use.
Tweak any of these recipes because that's
because
what we've done.
They're Bob's, and that's all he ever does to a recipe.
That's what we've done.
Right, is tweak a recipe.
I'm happy to admit it. Also, top right, you'll see a headset, and you can click on there and set this show up as a podcast because right. It's free. And we'll send it to your phone every week, right. Courtesy of Bri and Chaz, and they'll ship that baby off to you with a little kiss.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about how to plan for your new deck. Stick with us. We'll be back.